Optimism is great, but too much can cloud people's judgment, especially when it comes to planning their financial future. A more realistic outlook can result in a greater appreciation for protection from market downturns, which an annuity can provide. Find out more at athene.com.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Tesla drivers will soon have a new insurance program to consider, offered by Tesla itself. We'll have the details in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. The challenges facing employers looking to fill open positions has not let up. The Labor Department says there are 7.49 million unfilled jobs on the last business day of March. That's up 346,000 from February. And in March, there were about 1.3 million more jobs than unemployed people. Also, the rate at which people quit their jobs held steady at 2.3%. It's been unchanged for 10 straight months, and that's a sign that workers are confident that there are jobs out there for them. Workers also tend to get bigger wage increases when they hop from one job to another. And the most significant barrier for many prospective homebuyers is coming up with a down payment. And a new survey published by Freddie Mac shows that 70% of homebuyers reported using savings, inheritance, or other assets, including retirement funds, to make the payment. 31% used money from the sale of another property, and about a quarter used a gift or a loan from family members, and 16% got help from the home's seller.
People are drawn to the latest trends and top-of-mind events, so they often base investment decisions on recent market performance, even though the recent past may not be a good indicator of the future. Find out more at athene.com.
We have more details on that insurance program that Tesla CEO Elon Musk revealed in an earnings call last month. The company will sell its own insurance to drivers in an effort to keep rates down. It's a story by Leslie Sism in the Wall Street Journal, and Journal Global Investing editor Jeffrey Rogo is here with some details. So, Jeff, Elon Musk has said that Tesla has much better data on the safety of its cars than insurers do, and he wants to put that data to work.
Absolutely. I mean, you would think on the surface it makes some sense. Nobody is going to have a better sense of how well you do behind the wheel of a car than the company that makes the car and is getting all the data from that car. So how close your turns are to the curb, how often you're parking in certain areas. It can even maybe map where your car is versus weather, and that can tell them things over time that could then price your insurance. All that said, that does bring up maybe a privacy question that a lot of people will have. And it does bring up the bigger question is, are Teslas hard to insure? And I think we've talked to a lot of people, and I don't think there's a great answer. The problem is in insurance, there's a million variables that go into pricing your rate. It's everything from your age to your driving record to how you store your car in a garage, where you live. And
that's just not Teslas. That's everybody.
That's everybody. And so to say Tesla is overexpensive, underexpensive, is really a difficult thing that we've tried to figure out and haven't gotten a great answer. What we can say is this. One survey from insure.com said the Tesla Model S is the 15th most expensive car to insure in America, but there were a bunch of Mercedes and BMWs that were actually higher than that.
And the Model S has autonomous features to it. The driver is always in command, but those autonomous features have helped to cut down on accidents and property damage accidents and such, and the research and the data shows that.
Yeah, it shows that Tesla ultimately has a better driving record. Teslas have a better driving record than most cars, period. The accidents per 100,000 miles driven in a Tesla is better. And I think when you think about autonomous vehicles, we all jump to these future where we're sitting in a passenger seat and a car's driving on its own. And that's a great future. It'll happen. I don't know if it's 10 years from now or 50, but that will exist. But in the interim, we make a lot of progress year in and year out with new technologies, new sensors, new data, new global maps and positioning systems. All this stuff is making cars safer. The negative is all that equipment is expensive, which can in the interim increase your rate. And the other issue is security, or sort of privacy. The more we know about you, we do have to risk this question of saying, do I want my insurance company to know everything that I'm doing? And it's a question that people actually wrestled with when EasyPass first came out. Do I want the government to know when I'm passing a toll? And we're wrestling with it again.
Interesting note about the rates. Elon Musk says that the buyers of the insurance program would have to, in his words, agree not to drive the car in a crazy way to keep the rates in check. I suppose that goes for any holder of car insurance.
Yeah, and that's the other thing that's really important for everyone to understand, which is insurance companies get a rap for being old, stodgy companies. It's not really true. Insurance companies are filled with some of the most wonderful dorks on the world. They are sitting there.
They're good with numbers.
They're great with numbers, and they live and breathe this stuff. Actuaries are sitting there trying to predict when you're going to get in an accident, and they're taking all this data. They're taking all this information. They have huge offices in Silicon Valley. Even in Michigan, there's a great facility at the University of Michigan that looks at driverless cars, and there's insurance companies like State Farm there testing this equipment. If they get this wrong, they know they will no longer exist. So Elon can talk about all this data and all this new information, but don't think that means everyone from Geico to State Farm to Liberty Mutual is doing the same thing, because they are.
There are some unresolved issues surrounding this insurance program. It's a new idea, at least for Tesla. And one of those unresolved issues is an existing insurance program at Liberty Mutual that's called Insure My Tesla.
Yeah, we haven't actually gotten a firm answer from either Tesla or Liberty Mutual, so I can't speak to this directly. We don't know how different this program that they're doing is different than the current program that exists with Liberty Mutual, and I think that will be figured out over time.
You mentioned Geico a few moments ago. There's one insurance company owner who's not sold on Tesla offering its own car insurance. That's Geico owner Warren Buffett.
Yeah, Warren's comments this weekend were actually quite fascinating. This was at Berkshire's annual meeting, the Woodstock for capitalists, if you will. And what Warren says, look, he can go and do whatever he wants. That sounds great. But one, don't think we're not doing the same thing with data. And two, car companies have tried to create insurance companies in the past and have failed. It's like, I give the likelihood of a car company creating an insurance company as strong a likelihood as an insurance company creating a car company. These companies live and breathe insurance. They have actuaries crunching numbers at all time. That they're taking what they think is the best valuable data and pricing a car. And Warren believes that they do it better. He said for Geico itself, he was more worried about Progressive as a competitor than he was about Tesla. He says, look, if they want to try it, go ahead. But it's not keeping me up at night.
All right. Many chapters to come in this story. That is Wall Street Journal Global Investing Editor Jeff Rogo here in our studio. Jeff, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.